Let's bring in our next guest analyst. This is something we want to see. That's going to be Mr. Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO and co-founder of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning. Exciting Friday. Big rallies in Coinbase, in cryptocurrency, and everybody wonders if it's a repeat of the dot-com bubble. I say not yet, but time will tell.
You know what? Was it you? I don't know if I was talking to you about it, but I brought that up on my show, which you're now beginning to be a fan favorite, cult fan favorite. There's some really good answers on why it's not the bubble again. Because you know what? A lot of those bubble ones back in the day, and I remember it very well because I was trading over those times too because I'm an old man. But a lot of those companies weren't making money. A lot of these AI companies are making money. Number one. And number two is, I think the S&P, you know, the earnings, the EPS was 60.
Yep.
And now it's like 23. Isn't that right?
No, you're right. You're spot on. You're right. We talked about that on your television program. I just don't think we're anywhere close. I mean, 60.1 times earnings in March of 2000 versus a number that starts with a 2, that's much more reasonable. The fact that you have all this money that flew out of the stock market in 2022 and 2023 that only came back in last week, Wednesday. And then last but not least, look at the IPOs. I mean, Scott, do we have a ridiculous amount of technology IPOs? No, we do not. And the enthusiasm for AI, well, this isn't coming from companies that were founded 4 years ago in someone's garage. This is well-established companies that are dominating that space and that ecosystem. So for all those reasons, we're not there. This isn't a repeat of March 10th of 2000.
I like that. I like that line of thinking. But let's get to something else that just popped on my screen, and it's a little bit hotter than expected. PPI, actually, maybe it's a lot hotter than expected. What do you think?
Not good, but I say this again really quick. With the inflation, I mean, there's three things now. We had that huge jobs print, but I think it was an anomaly. We had the hot inflation print. You just had the PPI come through. I don't think it's enough yet to derail the momentum. If anything, the PPI, the CPI, all it's reminding investors is that the market is currently priced for perfection. That's all it is. It just means we're priced for perfection right now. So that's not necessarily an end to the bull market. I mean, it's not all bad news. It's just we got to get the market kind of more realigned with Federal Reserve expectations. And you called it on your show so early. The people who were thinking 7 rate cuts, please. That's like me thinking I'm going to go ahead and drink beer and somehow lose weight. It's not happening.
I'll keep trying, though. What about it derails the expectation for rate cuts and that derails the market?
Well, I still believe that the Fed is going to cut some rates. I do believe the Fed, with that dual mandate, maintain stable prices. That's why we're having the inflation discussion right now, and maximize employment. I think the Fed does see what's going to happen. The Fed's willing to take some of the excess out of this labor market, but I believe we're going to be seeing the excess come out of the labor market month after month after month, assuming I get to come back and break down the employment data on your show in the future this year. And the Fed probably wants to get ahead of a little bit of that, and hence they're going to give us some, antibiotics. Whether it'll be overplayed or not, I don't know. But I do think we are going to get 2 to 3 rate cuts still this year.
Well, I tell you, if we do, it's going to be towards the back. You know, it's been moved back for sure. But I think we're going to be normal for longer, which is, you know, around that 5.25 rate for a longer time. We'll see. But I also was thinking, you know, for a new guy, you got the prime spot Friday morning. I mean, we get a lot of big news coming out when you're on, and I'm like, man, this guy just walked right into it. It's perfect.
Scott, let me tell you, I mean, it was like the golden goose. I mean, when you first gave me the at-bat like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was a Friday at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern, I said, wow, I just got lucky. I was intimidated, and it wasn't by your accountant. It was just the fact that we had to break down this data. But I got to tell you, partner, it has been fun doing with it. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
All right, it's great stuff, and you're, like I said, you're a fan favorite, a fast fan favorite. All right, we're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more numbers after this.